Today we have Dr. Scott Hollier with us from Media Access Australia to talk about a free piece of assistive technology, the NVDA screen reader. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Roberta. Thanks for having me back.
Now, firstly, what is NVDA?
NVDA stands for Non-Visual Desktop Access. And basically, it's a screen reader. So for people who aren't familiar with screen readers, that's when you have a voice on your computer or on your device that will read things out to you if you're blind. So it helps a lot in terms of navigating around the computer, using the internet. And yeah, it reads out all the information that you need to know to successfully use those things.
We've come a long way with that one, because there was a time when it could only read certain fonts and things like that.
That's it. And now it can read the whole computer and the web browser and everything.
Well, I believe that Media Access Australia has teamed up with the creators of NVDA. Can you tell us about the project?
Yeah, well, what's really, really exciting, and it's wonderful to have a chance to share this with the listeners, is that we've teamed up with NV Access, who make NVDA, to launch a wiki. And the wiki is basically a website where people can edit information themselves. And what's on that wiki is training resources for NVDA. One of the big problems that people have raised with us is that they want to use NVDA because it's free and it's a really good product in helping blind people use a computer. But the main problem has been that there haven't been a lot of training resources for it. So what we've done is we've put this wiki online, and it has a whole stack of training resources so that if people want to use Windows and they want to use the internet, and if they want to use some of the basic applications in Windows using NVDA, then there's some really good guides to do it. And because it's a wiki, it's our hope that people will come on board and work really hard to update it. And one of the really important things about this wiki is that we're aiming it particularly at itinerant and visiting teachers. So people in schools who work with blind children, wanting to help them to get online and access materials in the classroom, they can, you know, be involved and really help support those children.
The wiki sounds like a great idea, Scott. How can people get involved?
Well, I was saying the great thing about a wiki is that anyone can go to the website and anyone can update the material. So the web address for the wiki is nvda.wikispaces.org. And what I do is really encourage the public to come along to the website, click on the edit button, add in their experiences with NVDA. There's a huge amount of users out there now, which is wonderful. And, you know, we really just encourage people to come to the website, add in extra information. So, like, not all the applications that people use are on there at the moment. So if someone out there is, say, using Excel and with NVDA and they want to put some instructions on how someone who's blind or vision impaired can use that, then that would be a wonderful thing. So, yeah, if the public can come to the website, that would be great.
NVDA is a free screen reader, but is it as good as a commercial one like JAWS, say, for instance?
Pretty close now, which is fantastic. It has evolved at a tremendous pace in the past few years. It's just recently got some more funding from the Mozilla Foundation, so we're only going to see better things coming from NVDA. And the creators of NVDA at NV Access have just worked so hard to do such a great product, and to have it out there for free as an open source screen reader, you know, is just tremendous too. So whilst you probably argue that JAWS is a little more polished as a product, given that the price difference is thousands of dollars, you know, we'd really encourage people to try NVDA. Especially in that classroom setting, you know, we're hopeful that this information will provide really good support.
Scott, are there any other projects like this planned for the future?
Media Access Australia have done a number of projects in this area. One of the other projects that we did in the recent past is helping seniors with disabilities get access to computers and the internet. And as we've talked about before, we've also got our social media project coming up to support people with disabilities in getting access to things like Facebook and Skype and other technologies for social interaction. So this is an area that's very close to our heart, and it's wonderful to be involved.
Well, for more information on screen readers and assistive technology, visit the Digital Technology section of the Media Access Australia website, mediaaccess.org.au, or give them a call on 02921 26242. Now, that website for NVDA again, please, Scott.
Yep, it's nvda.wikispaces.org.
That's pretty simple, nvda.wikispaces.org. Well, I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier from Media Access Australia, and we've been talking about an NVDA screen reader. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
And Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.